got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a parking lot.
We've been chatting about the recent court ruling in BC around basically land ownership there. Different issue completely in Saskatchewan, but there's been a lot of talk recently about Saskatchewan's farmland and the importance of guarding against illegal foreign ownership. There's been lots of finger pointing, lots of accusations that this is happening. In fact, last week, the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, otherwise known as APAS, sounded the alarm over possible cases of illegal foreign farmland ownership, potential loopholes that are in the current regulations. So APAS sent a letter to the provincial government urging stronger enforcement, better monitoring, tougher penalties. The issue has drawn lots of political attention. I know the Saskatchewan NDP have raised this issue more than once, and we have heard the provincial government, the SAS party government, talk about regulations that are in place and what this looks like going forward. I wanted to bring Bill Probilski onto the program. Bill, of course, the president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, and I'm glad to have Bill joining me by phone. Bill, thanks for taking the call.
You're very welcome.
So I just want to follow up on this issue regarding illegal farmland ownership. I know APAS wrote a letter to government about this. Talk a little bit about what your concern is and what you're asking for in this letter.
Sure. So our letter to the government was basically just a summary of the submission that we had put forward to the Farmland Advisory Committee with just some concerns that our membership have been bringing up at, you know, pretty much every meeting that we go to with our members. There's concern about foreign ownership of farmland in Saskatchewan and you know, some of the problems that they see because of that ownership of foreign entities owning farmland in Saskatchewan. So our request basically to the government is to do whatever it is that they need to do to put our members' concerns at rest, to show that that they're doing the due diligence, that the Farmland Security Board is looking into this transactions, and that everything is as it should be.
Do you have a sense, Bill, of how big this problem is in the province? And maybe the follow-up question is there tangible examples, or is this a perception that we're trying to put to rest?
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem is you know, there's anecdotal stories of you know, this parcel of land that my neighbor sold, and we don't know who bought it, and we don't know, you know, where did the money come from to pay, in some cases, some pretty significant values to farmland. You know, and that is the concern that there is that lack of, you know, lack of trust that the system is monitoring these land sales, and maybe there's loopholes that people are finding, and that some of these land transactions are in fact contrary to the act, but that somehow or other it's been slipping through the cracks. So, you know, while we don't have specific evidence that this is actually happening, that, you know, the idea that it is foreign land ownership just keeps coming up again and again and again at all the meetings that we're attending. So, you know, we felt it was necessary that we bring that forward.
Bill Probilski is my guest, president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan. You are a province-wide association. Is this pockets of the province with concerns, or is this a province-wide discussion, Bill?
I think it touches all areas of the province, but certainly there are pockets where the concern is more prevalent than in others. You know, there are areas, I know, you know, in my particular area, I'm not aware of any concerns right in the immediate area. And, you know, there's been some land sales that come up, but it's been just local guys buying out the neighbors type of thing. So, you know, those types of transactions where you have no concern with when it's farmers bidding against farmers to purchase that land. But the concern comes when we, you know, particularly we get young guys that want to expand, but they're competing against who knows who is actually buying the land and where that money is coming from. And in a lot of cases we're hearing where, you know, young producers just can't compete anymore because the land values have increased, and they believe that they're competing against foreign money in these transactions. So it's not perceived to be a level playing field, and certainly it is more of a problem in some areas than others.
Bill Probilski is my guest. You also mentioned indirect ownership. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, a lot of concern is that, you know, some foreign financing is coming through, you know, maybe it might be a Canadian-owned numbered company that is buying the land, but the financing maybe is coming from, you know, a foreign country or a foreign company or someplace offshore. So, you know, the concern is that there is that kind of a back doorway for companies to make investments in Saskatchewan farmland when not actually having their name on the title. So, you know, there's a lot of quarters out there that are a numbered company. So, you know, who actually owns it and where is the money coming from?
The conversation about foreign land ownership in Saskatchewan is not one that is unique to our province. It is actually something that is being talked about not only across Canada, but I had Sean Haney on the other day, and he said this is a big topic in the United States as well. I know you suggested in your letter some measures that could be used that might help mitigate this. Can you talk about what those are, Bill?
Sure. So, you know, the Farmland Security Board has an act that they can follow. It just, you know, the perception is out there that you know, they just don't have the tools that they need to do an adequate job of looking into these transactions. So, you know, we're suggesting some things that the government could look at that would put our producers' minds at ease, like you know, following the money, for example, in you know, if it's just a farmer getting funds from FCC, well, that's pretty straightforward. But if it's hard to figure out where the funds are coming from, if the Farmland Security Board has the mechanism to trace that money back to wherever the source is, that would certainly help alleviate some of those concerns. So, you know, just some policy changes and some teeth to the regulation so that the folks that are doing the investigating have the ability to dig deep and find out exactly who is buying land and where the money is coming from.
Have you had any response yet from the Ag Minister or anyone with the province?
We have not. You know, this letter went to the minister. We haven't heard back from him, but you know, we have a fairly good working relationship with the Minister of Agriculture, so we will be chatting with him hopefully in the near future to you know, just explain our position and to see what the ministry is thinking about.
Bill, always appreciate you joining the show. Thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
That is Bill Probilski, who is the president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan.